So you hear the numbers every day, and you talk about $800 billion to fix this, or 40% drop-off in either the price of oil or the value of stocks on Wall Street. The question is, can you analyze what's going to happen day-to-day in the economy anymore in an incremental sense? Or have we fallen off some cliff and have to really redefine our ability to measure what's going on? It's the perfect subject and the perfect moment to talk to Nassim Nicholas Taleb, who's the author of The Black Swan, The Impact of the Highly Improbable, an enormous bestseller. He's a veteran Wall Street trader and a professor at NYU. Nassim, thanks for joining us.
Hi. Thank you for inviting me.
You know, I've been dying to ask you this question for months. At what point does our whole kind of background sense of what's going on have to change for us to navigate a time where so many seemingly improbable things have happened? And in the 6 months, I could tick them off and we'd still be here, 24 hours later of all the improbable things that have happened. How does our basic sense of what's going on have to change?
Well, that's what I say in my Black Swan. My whole idea is that we are incapable of predicting some phenomena. Like, it was very hard to predict that George Bush would nationalize the banks. Only a year ago, someone would have laughed at you if you suggested something remotely like that. So I believe that we should identify situations that can harm us and make sure we're not exposed to them. Instead of foolishly predicting, we should accept that our economic establishment is not up to par in their abilities to predict events, particularly economic events, and that we should not depend on these flimsy predictions.
All right, well, let's talk strategy. I mean, how do we actually end up doing that? I mean, that seems to argue for saying, okay, what is the point at which the entire U.S. capitalist system collapses in the way, say, Russia's did at the end of the Afghan invasion? And there was a period of, 10 years of drunken oligarchs running everything, and then Russia climbed its way out. I mean, is there a scenario like that that the United States should look at and then prepare not to experience?
Well, I mean, people in the military understand very well the situation. They just prepare by making sure that we're robust to some classes of risks, okay? And I think that the capitalistic system is, if we do it right, without too much government mixing and regulators messing things up, because effectively regulators have increased the risks in the past, if we let the capitalistic system work the right way, it will get more robust, because the fragile entities that are not robust to these risks will break, which is why I don't think this is particularly unhealthy, what's happening now. I think that the capitalistic system needs to repair itself from within by breaking what does not work right. And what did not work right, we know now, leverage does not work well in this environment. Some aspects of globalization don't work very well because they increase the risks. And so let the system repair itself. Let the system become robust. And people who are incompetent enough to cause this crisis, like Greenspan or Bernanke, all of these people, by not realizing that banks were taking a lot of risk and encouraging them to take a lot of risks, okay, should not be allowed to try to fix the system themselves. We should let the system fix itself.
So you talk about a new normal. As consumers, what indicators should we be looking at to gauge exactly how well we're doing?
What I mean by new normal is people, like, I ran into someone on a plane. He said, "Do you think we're going to go back to normal?" And I looked at him and told him, "What do you mean by normal?" He was a billionaire, and now much less of a billionaire, ship owner. And for him, normal was the period that we experienced of massive growth financed by debt, but very fragile. And to me, normal is probably what we're going to see, is like the middle class will do better relatively than the oligarch class. New normal is an environment in which we have much less reliance on debt, much more redundancies, in the sense people have much more cash on the side, much less reliance on stock market returns to finance a retirement, lower growth, but a lot more robust growth.
All right, Nassim, but that's a very alarming prescription. In a sense, you're saying what should have been done here is allow Citigroup to go away, Merrill Lynch to go away, Bank of America to go away, all these banks to go away, and not have the Fed leveraging our stimulus and leveraging our recovery and basically let the cash sit and let the chips fall where they may. Is that what you're really suggesting?
Okay, let me tell you the problem of it's not just the situation. If it were not for government intervention, the bailouts of LTCM, or the bailout of the banks, really, indirectly, in the 90s, when they went bust, we've been bailing out entities, not allowing them to fix themselves. And we got here because the government helped moral hazard. And think about it. You have all these bankers making billions in bonuses cumulatively, and we're bailing them out with taxpayer money. Think of people at Citibank who made cumulatively more than $100 million of bonuses taking hidden risks, and we are now bailing out Citibank. Okay? Do you think that's moral? Do you think that's acceptable? We should not have let the banks get away with bailouts, okay, after their incompetent lending in the 1980s.
Well, and according to the Black Swan, the impact of the highly improbable, we will experience the consequences of that moral hazard being allowed to go on for so long. We're going to have to leave it there. But Nassim Nicholas Taleb, thanks so much for joining us.
Great. Thank you. Thanks for inviting me.
Nassim Nicholas Taleb is the author of The Black Swan, The Impact of the Highly Improbable. He's an NYU professor and a veteran trader on Wall Street. Wonder if he's trading today.